Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Hong Kong is holding a candlelight vigil to commemorate the anniversary of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. Thousands of people packed Hong Kong's Victoria Park for the rally Thursday, which this year takes place just days ahead of a key vote to determine the territory's political future. The annual vigil is the only public event on Chinese territory where the Tiananmen massacre is remembered. Mainland authorities do not allow public discussion of the incident. The European Union said renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine this week is the most serious breach of the ceasefire that was agreed to in February by the warring sides. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Thursday, the EU's Executive Commission spokeswoman said that the most recent fighting is likely to create a new spiral of violence and suffering. She called on the warring sides to respect the Minsk ceasefire agreement reached in February by France, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and pro-Russia separatists. The agreement envisions a ceasefire and withdrawal of troops and heavy weapons, leading to a lasting solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. An Egyptian appeals court has ruled that former President Hosni Mubarak must face a retrial on charges related to the killing of protesters during the 2011 uprising that forced him from power. The court on Thursday accepted an appeal by prosecutors against an earlier ruling that dismissed the murder charges against the former authoritarian leader. The judge said the second and final trial will begin on November 5th. The 87-year-old Mubarak, who ruled Egypt for 29 years, has been in prison since his arrest in 2011. This is VOA News.